WSGR 331 Dave. Throwing out a big old howdy there to 572 Bob.
Well, hello. I was trying to answer a radio check, but I don't think he's listening. I don't think he can listen as far as he can talk.
Sounded like you were looking for 439er. He's probably on a handhill on a float running down the middle of Cave Junction on 199 right about now, so he might be fading in and out.
Yeah, well, he asked for a radio check, and he came in really strong, which is not real usual from Cave Junction.
Well, I'm about 2 miles south of Cave Junction myself, actually a little further than that, about 2.5 miles south.
Well, that's you're booming in there too.
Now, I'm not on a handheld though, so yeah, I'm at base station. I got a 50 watt radio, and I've got a OPEC 300 on the roof up about 30 feet.
Yeah, well, that works. It works pretty good.
Beats the heck out of my little UV-82 that I use at work, but it's just not near as portable.
I have so many different radios, but I found out the antenna is more important than the radio.
Oh, that is an affirmative on that. I've got some little stubbies that I bought off of Amazon that they're a single band, they're set for 430, and they work really good for basic, you know, for what I use my radio, my handheld for 90% of the time. And if I got a reach, I've got a Nagoya 701 and a Nagoya 777. But with the 701 from Kenrose Lane across the street from my house, about 2.5 miles south of Cave Junction, I hit the North Valley Tower with a pretty solid one morning. I was actually kind of surprised.